This is Your Happy Life, the podcast that will raise your vibration. Hi, I'm your host, Donna Berger. Join me each week as we explore ways to expand your consciousness, create a positive mindset, and activate your joy. Because the higher your vibration, the happier you'll be, and the easier it becomes to create your happy life. Hi, I am so excited for this episode because I will be sharing a fun manifesting exercise with you. But first, I want to share why awareness is your superpower. Awareness is key because with awareness, you become a conscious choice chooser. And once you become aware of something, you are then empowered to make different choices. Now, if you have not listened to episode 1, The Secret to Why Happiness Creators Are Happy, I invite you to go listen after this one. I talk about being a choice chooser and I have a free gift for you. And I also want to share that in episode 2, Shift Your Thoughts to Shift Your Energy, I took you through a fun process where you had an actual experience of awareness and how your RAS, R-A-S, works. Well, I have another fun awareness game for you in today's episode. Strengthening your awareness, aka paying attention purposefully, can expand your consciousness. The more aware you become, the more you will see magic and miracles, and you get to enjoy those delightful serendipity moments, you know, the ones that just happen. Okay, so I was on a cruise with my family. My dad, sister, and I were waiting by the elevator. Literally, there was no one else in sight. I looked down to my left where my dad was standing and I saw money on the floor. So I bent down to pick it up and said, "Dad, did you drop money?" He looked at it and kind of like had a confused look on his face. Then he reached into his left pocket and pulled out his cash, which was folded nice and neat and in a money clip. And he said, "I don't carry my money like that." Okay, so side note here, like take note of how my dad respects his money. Well, those crumpled up bills, those were two $20 bills. I found 40 bucks. Now, neither my dad nor my sister noticed the money that was just laying there. Now, here's another experience I had that highlights the value of practicing awareness. Okay, I moved to Florida. And I was looking for a hair salon. So I called the one my sister used and I asked how much it would be for some highlights and a trim. And she told me $100. At that time, I did not have $100 to get my hair done. Okay, now that will be a story for another time. Okay, so I set my intention. I prayed. I used energy tools to call the money to me. And then I let it go. Okay, so one afternoon we were shopping, just picking up, you know, necessities. And as we approached the checkout lane, I had my boyfriend go in front of me with the cart. While he was standing there, I called his name. I was getting his attention and I motioned to him and he looked down. Then he scooped down, picked it up and put it in his pocket. Now, I want to highlight that he was ahead of me, right? He walked in front of me, and yet he did not see what I noticed. And just like the cruise, when this happened, there was no one around us. Now, when we got to the car, put the groceries in the trunk, I asked him to pull out what he put in his pocket. He began unfolding this. Are you ready? It was a $100 bill. Yep, I manifested exactly what I needed to get my hair done. So fun, so cool, right? Now, of course, nowadays, probably shouldn't say this, but nowadays getting my hair done costs like way more than that. But I do want to point out that I was practicing and playing the awareness game. And while I was with other people who absolutely could have seen the money before me, they did not. Their RAS was not activated and their vibration was not in alignment with seeing the money. You know, it's said that what we want is already here. However, if you are not in alignment or being consciously aware, money on $100 bill could literally be right under your feet. Now, it's totally fun finding money, but I mostly find coins. definitely pennies. But when you practice awareness and you raise your vibration, opportunities, connections, and, you know, you just coincidentally just bump into the right person at the right time. And this begins to become your new normal. So while these games are delightful and fun and raise your vibration, you will definitely want to notice your attitude when playing. Okay. Now, as you probably can imagine, I have lots of stories. Okay. One more, and then it's your turn. Okay. So I saw this on YouTube. It was a YouTube video a while back, probably, I don't know, 5 or more years ago. I did it. It was fun. I want to share this with you. In the video, the person asked that you pick an object. Okay. So I chose to see or manifest a drum set. I figured if I am going to put this Raz and my manifestation skills to the test, I thought, where will I see a drum set? Okay, so here's the thing. This drum set needed to show up in my reality in 3 days. So after setting my intention and doing the energy work to manifest this, I let it go. And one afternoon, my sister and I went to a local art and vendor show. We love walking around these types of events. Again, we live here in Florida. They're so fun and they're so good. So we had done the whole walking around and we were heading back to the car when we heard Beach Boy songs. So we began following the music and we came upon a vendor. And this vendor had the coolest statues. They were like made out of metal. They like represented people's occupations, like a dentist, a doctor, a lawyer, or there were other ones that had, like, let's say people's favorite sports, like a tennis player or golf player or basketball player, something like that. So I was just kind of wandering around and looking at his display, and there it was, a metal piece of artwork that was a drum set. And yes, it was within the 3 days. And at that moment, I realized, oh yeah, I set my intention to see a drum set. And there it is. I was like a kid in a candy store. But it didn't end there. We continued on to find where the music was coming from. And it was not a DJ. It was a live band with a drummer. Okay, now I was really excited. I manifested an actual drum set into my reality. Okay, now, you know, this is exciting. I have so much fun with this. I have so many other fun stories to share with you. Okay, so now it's your turn. Now, if you are newish at this, pick an object that you think you may see, but not something ridiculously easy. And if you are like an experienced manifester, challenge yourself and pick an object similar to what I did, and then give yourself 3 days for that object to manifest into your reality. Then I would love it if you would post what happens in the Facebook group. I am like just so excited to hear about it read about it. I want to hear all about your stories. This is going to be so much fun for everyone to share and a great way to raise everyone's vibration. So let's stay connected and continue all this happy, high vibe goodness over in my private Facebook community. Come join me at Your Happy Life. Dream it, believe it, and create it. This is a growing community of heart-centered, conscious, faith-based, spiritual women, entrepreneurs, and moms. This truly is a fun, magical, and life-changing journey, and I am so happy you are here. Until next time, have a happy and positive day. Bye. Thanks for listening to Your Happy Life. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be honored if you'd leave a review and share this podcast with your conscious, faith-based, spiritual friends. Until next time, sending you so much love and have a happy and blessed day.